Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y, Piggy, P-I-G-G-E-E, 8-18-36. This is a.
That's not meritocracy. That's a political view. And your role in the city of Virgin is.
An 88-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of senile degeneration of the brain, period. She's being seen today for face-to-face evaluation, 1/13/2025 at 4 p.m., period. She lives in Cleveland, Texas, originally from Arkansas, since she's been here since 1945, period. In the paragraph, she's taken care of by her granddaughter, who is in and out of the house and sees about her needs, period. Beside her senile degeneration of the brain, she suffers from seizure disorder related to her massive stroke with right-sided weakness, difficulty with swallowing, weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinence, protein calorie malnutrition, ADL dependency, period. Her medications includes Keppra, Entresto, Jardiance, Neurontin, Albuterol, Aldactone, and Lamotrigine, Colace, Flexeril, Celebrex, and Coreg, period, along with Bumix, period. She also has a history of congestive heart failure, COPD, coronary artery disease, CHF, DJD, right-sided weakness. Patient has never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past, period. She's been widowed for 20 years and has one child, period. Since last evaluation, patient has lost weight, continues to be more confused. Her FASD score is blank. I'll fill that in there. KPS score is 40%. Decreased mentation, confusion, and evidence of sundowner syndrome. Noted by her granddaughter. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.